name? Marla?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura. Okay, I'll wait for you to sit down, get pen in hand. Oh, I didn't
have anything. We don't have a flag in here, so we can pledge to ourselves.
No.
We don't.
Okay.
Okay. Meeting will come to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody, please stand. We don't have a flag, so we'll pretend the tree represents our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll go on to roll call.
Elizabeth Talley.
Bernie Fajardo.
Brenda Talley. Say your name.
Misty Hajashik.
And Curtis messaged me and told me earlier, and he is having a family emergency, so he can't.
Okay, at this point, we'll go to the public comment for any item on the agenda. So if anyone has anything to say, please stand up and state your name and subdivision. Oh, nobody.
Seeing none.
Brian, I just was waiting.
That was an April Fool's.
Oh. Anyone? Not seeing any. We'll move on to our approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to go through those? Anyone see any additions or corrections?
No. No?
No. I said on the regular.
Okay.
Okay.
She gave me a couple.
And they're included, or will be?
They will be.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
We don't really need to approve them if there's no corrections. Because
no, you still do.
No.
They're approved because they're saying, given their consent, when they say there's no corrections, that's saying they're good. So they stand approved with no corrections. I'll show you an order.
Well, that's what I was going to refer to. What's our view?
Okay, and now approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second. We need a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then on to our informational reports. Metro, Sergeant Marla. No, someone else?
Matt, you got a report?
Oh.
Yeah, you have to do 50 push-ups, 50 push-ups in front of the teacher.
Push-ups? Just one arms, right?
And if you get over by that somewhere,
they're getting blocked over here.
Okay. I was going to say, if you get far enough where you can take off your mask, we could probably hear you.
This is your best side. Matt Marlowe, Sergeant for Las Vegas Metro, Mount Charleston. We have a lot to report. It's kind of a slow season for us up here on Mount Charleston. Most of our business has been in Indian Springs lately. What we are going to implement is extra patrols at the lodge and here at the resort from now on, because now it's bike season, motorcycles. Mm-hmm. You know how those go. We do our best to get them slowed down and get them out of here if they cause problems, that kind of thing. So we're kind of moving into that season at this point. Other than that, we have, I think I told you maybe last time we talked about being approved for a grant for a UTV through Firehouse Subs. We should be funded for that for next week, and then making that purchase, it'll be a month or two for it to build out. But we're looking forward to having that for helping out on rescues. As you know, we're coming into spring, summertime, there'll be hikers and rescues need to be made. So that can only expedite those rescues and help out.
For someone who doesn't know what that is, can you tell me what a UTV is?
It's an all-terrain vehicle. It'd be like a four-seater, not a Razor. It's actually a drone.
Oh, okay. No, I was picturing a drone with a TV.
Oh, that's
okay.
That's UAV, I think, or
okay.
Device. I don't know.
Okay, that helps.
We are going to have a protest this next week. We'll be working down at Creech for Code Pink is protesting the use of drones like we do twice a year. So if you plan on heading north on 95 all next week, it could delay a little bit. Usually, clear, but you never know what Code Pink has in mind. That one year they blocked the highway completely off on 95 and were smacking on people's cars with signs.
What's the end date on that, Matt?
On what?
What's the date?
The end date? Sorry, Friday, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Monday through Friday next week. Donna's going to give a plug here on the MVPs, but we are in dire need of MVPs. So if you have the capacity, willingness, and time to help serve, we're actually going to be doing some avalanche and fire evacuation training coming up here in the next, I think it's the next week or two weeks. So you'll have some good training coming up, and I'll let you talk more about that. But the MVPs do get some good training on traffic control, on evacuations. It's a very important and necessary service, as Metro can't do it all. And so we rely on the residents. So again, if you have the capacity, willingness, and desire, please let Donna know, and so we can add you to the roster, go through the process, and then we can go through and become an MVP. Party time.
Yeehaw. That's what I
have. Are there any questions from the board? Yes, sir.
I keep seeing, I call him dumbass. The paint, he's always in the middle of the road.
That would be addressed by Highway Patrol. I didn't address that.
Okay.
Cost me
anything
money.
Else? Yeah. Okay. Anybody come in? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. About a week or 10 days ago, coming up the hill one evening, we saw a big commotion around Harris Springs Road with a moving truck. Looked like you were searching the cab. Maybe 6 or 7 cruisers out there, Highway Patrol and Metro. What happened?
He could tell you, but then he'd have to shoot you.
Yeah, I could tell you, but then I'd have to shoot you. One day, is that a big moving truck?
Yeah. We thought it was a reemergence of the U-Haul van.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. I was wrong. It wasn't me searching it, but it was my guy and then some NHP. It was a stolen moving vehicle out of North Las Vegas.
The U-Haul Bandit.
What's that? The U-Haul Bandit. Well, it wasn't the same dudes, but these ones were just as crazy. This guy was just as crazy, and it seemed like he was on some kind of exotic substance. Basically, Adria lit him up, and he did the circle at the traffic circle there about 4 times. She finally got on the PA and told him, "Hey, pull out the circle." He was just gonna continue to go around the circle. But yeah, he was out of it. He ended up getting booked in North Las Vegas for grand larceny of a vehicle. So that's what happened to him. I don't think anything was found on the search. Like I said, it wasn't me, it must have been some other handsome cop that was in there. Anything else? Thank you.
Could I make one comment?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you've been doing in the media has lessened the amount of traffic up here, and we want to thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And that seems effective. To touch on that, we'll see how this summer is. If you remember last summer, because of COVID, it was busy just like winter. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Christmas year round.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas year round, especially on the weekends. What I have some cooperation from the businesses. If it's going to be like that on the weekends, we'll work on that reservation thing.
Thank you.
And that really helps us out to walk to get traffic that doesn't belong up here. So we're going to continue with that. And then definitely, if we can't get it on this summer, it's definitely going to happen in the wintertime.
And things like the ski lodge, when they close, and I went up there the other day, and they it was all blocked off. So I'm assuming they're closed for the season.
Not yet.
I think you're okay.
On the weekends,
They're scheduled tentatively for Sunday as long as you don't get any fresh snow. But then they're going to be closed for about a month only, and they're opening up for summer activities in May, something in May, something in May.
Well, it wouldn't hurt for while they are closed if you make any announcements to say the ski lodge is closed. That's my point.
You mean like that media closed?
Mm-hmm. If you do any.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Okay, and now we will have a report from the fire district regarding calls of service. George?
George Gonzalez, Montrose Fire Protection District. Good evening. Calls for service for the last reporting period is 35 calls for service. We've got 23 medical calls, 6 outside fires, 3 vehicle accidents, 2 lockouts, and 1 electrical problem. Announcements. We do have a vacancy right now. I have one employee, Walter, resigned, and I got another job with another agency. It's always the case up here with our fire district. We're competing with the state candidates, full candidates of the in-town fire departments are always competing for. So, unfortunately, this the captain position that I lost. It's the captain that's in charge of the seasonal program, so that's going to put me a little bit back. I'm trying to hire that position. We'll start the recruitment process as soon as we can, and hopefully fill the vacancy as soon as possible. I expect that vacant position to remain for a couple months at least, unfortunately. We'll try to speed it up as much as we can. And the next announcement, hopefully you guys got the announcement about the final cleanup event. We are going to coordinate this event for this year. It's going to be a self-service kind of event where the residents will coordinate the dumpsters, we'll put them up in the subdivisions, and hopefully everybody, you can encourage your neighbor and pass on the word to clean up the property, clean up that debris, that dead down vegetation, remove from the property, because that's what spreads the fire. So that's the important thing. If you have any questions about the event, it's going to be on Saturday, June 5th, and the dumpsters will be located at the locations posted. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. There's an email there. If your neighbor or property owner's got any questions, please come in my direction. I can explain to them about the final event, what's the purpose about it. It takes the entire community to help out. Mm-hmm. Any questions for me? Yes.
Last time, did you mention that you were applying for a grant for residential fire mediation?
So we received the grant. The announcement that I made last month was we received the grant from through this FEMA of the state for hazard avalanche mitigation.
Avalanche, but
that
not fire.
Grant is still in the process. We have not received the funds yet. We received a letter announcing that we were awarded the funds. That money has not made it to
That's okay. No, I was actually asking about fire.
Okay. I think you were talking about the ISO rating, the Insurance Safety Office rating.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you're asking.
Okay.
So what I was talking about last session was we had a review every 4 years. The fire districts across the nation and fire departments are rated on their response type, the capabilities, the training, the equipment, and everything. We just performed that review last month. That would be used in their offices right now for a complete approval. Once I get that letter for the ISO rating for this fire department up here in Mount Charleston, I will announce it. I think we've got to improve our number, and that's an improvement for you and your insurance rates. That actually helps out to you when you go talk to insurance for your rates. So hopefully that will be an improvement for you. It's a benefit for all of you here.
You mentioned last month a grant for fire prevention and defensible space.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
This is why I take notes. The Forest Service is working on one for their area, and the one you're applying for would be for the private property.
Correct.
And that's what I was asking about.
That's the grant that through the state. I'm still working on that.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted as the progress on that.
Yeah, I'm just looking for an update. You know, if it's still in the works, it's still in the works.
Still
no problem.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
Okay, and now we'll have the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Do you have anybody?
Oh, he's over here.
Oh, you're hiding. Is that Jason? It's hard to tell when everybody has a mask.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey from the Kyle Canyon Water District. This month, relatively unchanged in our well levels. We were over here last month, just after we had sent out a letter to all candidate customers. We still encourage water conservation for telling any non-essential water use. Our precipitation for the month of February was still pretty dry, almost about a 10 inch of precipitation. March had been better. third branch. We're not critical yet. There was also a question last month, I believe, from Ms. Hadji-Sheikh about a moratorium for development or something up there.
I was asking if someone bought a lot, could they get a water meter installed, like right now?
In a critical stage.
Oh,
in,
yeah,
during concerned, during so concerned stage.
Concerned,
critical.
Yeah, in concern, there's no more. So there's no moratorium. They can. I don't know if there was any miscommunication or confusion on a different system. In blue, Alpha Blue Diamond, they
now this was an echo, and these are people who bought a lot, and they were telling me this was what they went through.
Right. Yeah, as far as in the concern range, currently there's no kind of moratorium on that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Would there be one in critical?
In critical, I'll follow up. I did follow up and ask that question, but I hadn't heard back, so
okay.
Okay,
I just don't want to give out misinformation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, other than that, that's pretty much my report. Any questions?
Jason,
yes.
You guys have never refused a meeting that I know of.
We have usually had
not that I know of. In fact, they did just receive a couple requests just, I think, 2 weeks ago. So, but I will find out about that.
Mm-hmm.
The critical range.
With exterior water restrictions, which we all expect this summer, who gets shut off first, the campground or us, or at the same time, as far as reduced
so
usage?
Hopefully no one gets shut off.
As far as restrictions with that way.
I'm not sure if it's the community or the campgrounds, in terms of restrictions. I know that it all starts with outdoor water use first, right? That's what the conservation is, the restrictions are. And so if we hit the critical stage, I'll have to look into the service rules that we have, but there is a number of restrictions put in place for outdoor water use. As far as the campgrounds are concerned, that's a good question. I don't have an answer right now for you, but I'll ask about that.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you, Jason. And now we'll have a report from Donna with the Metro Volunteers report.
Thank you, Donna Thompson, Mount Charleston Volunteers. I apologize for not being around. My granddaughter comes up once a week on Thursday, so that's why. In March, we worked 80 hours, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it was mostly all on the weekends. Mount Charleston Realty has agreed to put an announcement in a little newsletter about what I'm going to talk about next. And you guys have been really great with us, giving us equipment. I don't have people. I have several people who are going to relocate, considering relocating, and our program's in danger. We won't be able to deploy anybody. I don't know what else to do. I put a thing out on Facebook. We have one prospect. But the people that you see out on the road, we need neighborhoods, and that's how the people have the community help. I do have some people coming from town even to volunteer up here. So I have a big long speech, but that's a lot of money. We aren't going to have enough for people to run a program if we don't. More folks in the community to account. So I'm going to ask Megan to please put my email in the notes for that. And a plea to please get it, if you're considering it, if you know somebody who wants to join, I have my email and I'll post it up here. We need to get you through the process before fall, well before fall, so I can get reasonable equipment and all that. Any questions from me?
Donna. I know the enrollment process is
it's
different than when we did, because we could go about any time. And now
it's just set period. I think
so
the
what's
period
the,
runs to July. So if you
so when would they need to get it in
July
to make that
when they need to get it.
Sometime in July or by July 30th? The first?
Yeah,
and
they
okay.
Change it all the time. But
all right.
We'll push them through.
Okay.
Makes
all right.
Phone calls, push them through. I can get an insurance. The
okay.
Director at Vegas PD to
maybe do a special for us if we're that dire. But like I said, people from town have been volunteering here.
Yep. And yeah. My friend Cindy.
Surprising and embarrassing.
Oh, she left the Cindy.
They're very sweet people. Yeah, thank
good.
Goodness they were here.
Uh huh. How many people are you looking for?
I'll take as many as we get. We could use 10. I have equipment for 10.
And so you have how many?
I have 11 right now.
Okay, and then some are leaving.
And a lot of folks are old. I'm youngish, but there are some that are 75. So they're aging out, and it's hard to stand out there that long. If we had more people, we could kind of shift it to cover more of the day, or some people could go have a hot coffee or
lunch.
Get warm, get that lunch, would be nice, and then get back out there. Because right now, 4 hours is about it, all anybody can take. It's cold.
Well, understanding. And if we could get who to contact.
Pardon?
If we could get who to contact, so if we know somebody. Hmm?
I have my email address on the post-it. You want it?
At some point. At some point.
Take one and pass it down.
I'm looking for anybody. But I know that Facebook doesn't always work so well, but you have mine.
Oh, I'll pass that one back then. Thank you, Jenna.
Anybody.
Do you need it?
I know where you live.
Do you have a question?
I know where she lives.
Thank you, Donna. And now we'll have a report from the Nevada Highway Patrol.
Hello, I'm Sergeant Crawford, Highway Patrol. Total contacts for our month was 663. Traffic stops was 554, which was 615 citations, and this is for February. I don't have a lot of data, obviously it was just yesterday, so this was from February. We had 8 crashes with 5 on the mountain, and that is down from 11 last year, which is good news for us. The one last thing that we're working on with Forest Service currently and Metro, there's a white and black horse up on 158 from, if you start on 157 and go up about 2 miles, we're working on trying to see if we can get that located, because he is very comfortable being on the road. I chased it for a mile yesterday. It was pretty embarrassing probably, but we finally got it off the road. I'm trying to see if we can get her out there, because the speed's catching up with the heat. Somebody's going to hit it, or one of these motorcycles are going to hit it. And it's going to be terrible. So I actually emailed Katie yesterday. I just went to her supervisor, and we're working on trying to get her out of there so we don't have any issues. I know we've chased it for about 2 weeks, and it just keeps coming back. It's pretty comfortable being on the road. Like I said, we chased it yesterday, and it literally ran in the middle of the road for a mile around those
corners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't move. Horns, nothing. Nothing would work. So we're working on trying to get that horse out of there.
And where will you relocate it?
That's up to Forest Service. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I just want it off the road so nobody hits it.
Right.
Where they put it is...
Like maybe Cold Creek.
I saw that on Facebook when he first showed up, that he came over from Lee.
Okay. If they get him way over in Cold Creek, there's a lot over there. Maybe he'll just stay.
They have a tendency to start here and then move to Cold Creek as it gets hotter.
Yeah. This has been a lot from that we've had over on this side for, I know, the 11 years I've been here.
And the next thing we're as a department, as a whole agency, we're going to work on really hammering down on people the whole. Obviously, the events that happened 2 weeks ago So that's one thing. Obviously, it doesn't affect anybody on the mountain because it's one road, there's one lane both directions. But on 95, we're really concerned about it. We will overload and make sure DOT
getting hit. I totally missed that. Sergeant Crawford, would you repeat that again? We're taking notes here. You said someone was killed?
Yeah, there was a tow truck driver that was killed in town. I believe it was about 2 weeks ago. Was doing his duties on the side of the road. Somebody swerved into the shoulder. I don't know. I'm not part of the investigation, so I'm not going to...
That's fine. That's fine. We're just trying to get it for the notes.
Yeah, they swerved into the shoulder, hit him, killed him, and took off. So we
need
to do our investigation and pick up find her later. But as a whole agency, I know we had a thing put out on social media for move over with fire and the tows and us as well. So that's something we're really going to concentrate on probably the next couple months on 195.
And what about the new laws for distance for a bicycle?
The new laws that are coming out, we're still going to enforce them just like everything else.
I meant advertising for them. It's not everybody knows the 3 foot, but there's another one that's
there's
coming out.
One, and I have to read it.
And it wasn't approved. It was sent back because it wasn't written well.
Okay.
So it's not going forward right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they did some of that with the enforcement events, of course, in Laughlin. So.
Okay.
Anything from you? Yes, sir.
Brandon, this has been asked before, and I think I misunderstood the answer, but traveling north on 95, there's an Elkhorn exit that's in the HOV lane. It's my understanding that we could use it, a single driver could use it. I used it the other day, and I noticed even the sign has the HOV diamond on it. Have I been violating the law?
Well, the HOV is you're only allowed to go, it's not for one person, it's for two, multiple.
Right.
So but I haven't been told anything different with the town, the way the town's been handling all those types of things.
Yeah.
It's more than one person, but that's the HOV rule for everything. Now, because it's only a lane, I'd like to do a little bit of homework with that. Because it is an exit for that only road, there's no other choice really to get off on that course. So I would have to look a little bit. What would make sense to me is that is an exit lane. For that road, then it wouldn't apply. The HOV law.
The diamond for the HOV is on the sign, and then going up the exit, there's another sign that has the diamond on it. I'm thinking, oh shit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I will ask. I can see how what they're doing. Like that's farther south than we handle. Mm-hmm. And I know in the past, that would make sense that it's an exit for that one. So I don't know why the HOV would be intact for that. So I'll have to ask on that one.
And just vice versa, can you use the on ramp to come on that way
off of Elkhorn? I'll have to ask for that.
Okay.
And find out if it's labeled would lead me to believe that you have to follow the HOV rule.
Yeah, it's so crazy it's labeled, for all the houses and apartments there that could just get on just that right there at Elkhorn instead of having to wind their way around.
Yeah, I'd have to go through there and see how, like you said, if the star...
Yeah, I've had the same question.
...on there and all that kind of stuff, then it would lead me to believe that DOT marked it for an HOV purpose only, which would fall under the HOV law of more than one person.
Yeah.
How many people do we have on file? I mean, how many controls do we have? Everybody's now out with the vaccine and the whole thing. Everybody's done a bad job. So now we have a lot more people on the road. They are driving not 65, 70. They're driving a lot faster. And so my concern is now that we're going to start getting more people up here, how much control are we going to have?
I asked the group with us to control the whole area just in case somebody is stranded all the way up by the 160 turnoff because we do take all the way clear up to there. So they will patrol that whole area, and then where the traffic meets, those guys will focus on that area to try to control everything. I know our day shift guys do a really good job of making sure they in the morning go all the way up to make sure nobody's there, and then they come back on and then we'll patrol them out as they go through it. I am kind of partial to Indian Springs area because I like to stay centralized, so if something happens, I can kind of get there in a reasonable time. So I do myself spend a lot of time up here, I will tell you that. And actually, some of the guys are actually making fun of me because I spend a lot of time up in this area. But we do our best. The three people that we have on both sides.
Three. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, sir.
Is there
Bernie?
Is Wednesday still Law Enforcement Congregation Day at Matt's office.
Matt's actually teaching a tracking class for lost hikers and such. It's something that we don't get any information on.
Okay.
So it's something that I thought was probably important coming up with the spring months coming. And that's what we were doing. He was up there teaching some tracking and lost hiker type stuff for us that I haven't had prior.
No, Ernie just wants to know who's all on the mountain, so he knows how fast he can go.
You know me too well.
I do.
Thank
and
you.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Yep.
Don't want to miss anybody. And Forest Service? You know, there's so many questions for Forest Service. I know. I'm not blaming you. Yeah. Does anyone know Matt? Is he still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sitting down.
Okay. Do you talk to Forest Service at all? Do they have any idea when the visitor center is going to open?
Yeah. It's right over my eyes.
Oh, I wouldn't even want to, having worked there.
No. I mean, is that the issue where they're following some of the things, and that's not an issue. The other thing is government mandates. It's kind of, the mandate's kind of gone, so I don't know.
Brian?
It's speculation, but everything I'm hearing from the street has said that come May, chances are pretty good.
Cool. Megan Messerly at the Nevada Independence counts down the days until locals can take control,
yes.
Unless it's extended, and we're at about 30 days right now.
Yeah, so let's see what that's about me.
April 5th, yeah.
Would
Megan be able to ask the Forest Service about the visitor center?
No, I know someone to call on.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Okay. For all.
Sorry, guys. And NDOT is up next. Another ditcher.
Well, keep in mind, no agency is required to be here.
Yes.
It's a courtesy that they come.
Yes, I know.
So please keep that in mind, because they have other obligations and things going on. And I know the NDOT supervisor for this area at one time didn't know that this was part of what that supervisor does, and he has boys and scouts on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine he chooses family, you know. So I'm the only one that has to be here. So, please give them a little slack,
okay.
Because it's a courtesy for them to be here.
We got spoiled when they used to be here.
We've had them when they're all here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that, you know, if they miss a couple of meetings, we could ask for a short written report?
Sure.
Thank you.
And Nevada Energy?
No, and I don't think they have anything right now to share.
Well, here's the question I had. Back in 2018 or 2019, they talked about when we were all upset about all the trees they were cutting down for the fire mitigation around the lines. And they said part of that plan was putting the community lines underground in 3 years, and we're coming on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good, you know, give them a heads up that that would, if they can look that up and maybe send us something in person or a written report would be very nice. And now, for the person who's always here and can count on, we'll have Megan.
I haven't missed many. In 9 years, coming up July will be 9 years. I've maybe missed three, maybe four. Okie dokie. And I don't have a whole lot for you tonight. The license plate grants, we're hoping to have them ready for tonight, but it was kind of slow getting started this year with everything, so we gave an extension to make sure everybody had the opportunity to get it submitted. So those will be on your agenda next month. Presentations from all.
Can we get them earlier to the board so we can go through and be, because that's always a long meeting.
Right.
I understand there's more funding than.
No, there's not more this year. There's 100,000.
Okay.
And I don't think there's that many applications this year. It's tough right now because a lot of the programs are in-person programs,
mm-hmm.
and some of those groups don't know if they're going to be able to do in-person stuff. So that's been a hard one, and that's why we didn't do it last year because of that. So I'll see if I can get it sent out earlier. I don't know the legalities of that since it is an agenda item. How early I can send it, I don't know.
Will it come at least a week before?
Well, it'll come with your agenda.
It will be with that.
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely. It always is sent.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a point here. She did mention that it would be next month, but next month is actually this month because our next meeting is April 29th.
Well, it'd be at the next meeting.
It would be at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure that there was no confusion on that.
Yes.
Thank you. Good catch.
So,
Megan, I have a question on that.
Yeah.
Do we have to spend the money every year?
No.
Can we hold it?
No, you can, but the county holds a reserve.
Right.
They don't give you all the money that's there so that there is a cushion in there or something, you know, would come up or whatever. So you don't need to worry about keeping a cushion.
Okay.
But if you don't feel like spending all the money, and we may not have applications that take the whole thing down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at it yet. Stephanie Sidley in our office, she's our new Pamela. She is going to, I gave her that project, so she's handling all that. So she'll come up with me next month. And so I haven't seen the applications yet. That's her baby.
And if somebody wanted to fill out an application, where would they find the blank application?
That's
online, on our website.
Has the deadline passed?
The deadline's passed.
Yeah. Okay.
It was passed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But contact me if there's something that somebody wants to do.
Okay.
We'll
yeah,
see.
The answer is yes, but actually for next year, not this year, so.
Oh, yeah, so next year, when we're not having crazy COVID stuff, the applications open from the beginning of the year until February 28th, every year. That's our plan.
Yeah, but they wanted to look at one to see what it looked like so they could plan for next year, so I'm just trying to get a blank one.
Yeah, it's online. It's on our website, on the county website.
Okay, thank you.
And you'll get copies, full copies of all the ones from this year, so they can review one of the completed ones too to see what it looks like when it's.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so I'll email you copies of everything. We'll get it.
Okay.
Okay, and.
Brian, did you have a question about the license plate? Just funding?
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible, but maybe. I asked you a meeting a long time ago if there's a way that some of that money could be used to hire an additional metro officer up here. As a part-time thing, not necessarily.
No, because it's specifically in state law says it cannot be on state salaries. Yeah, and it's very specific for programming or like equipment. It can't be used for that. That's very specific in the law. You get all my gratitude. That's your boss. So the other thing that came up that didn't put on the agenda was Brian had asked about it, and it just came up this week, is Senate Bill 52 about dark skies. So it has been passed by the Senate. What it is it gives direction to the administrator, the Division of Outdoor Recreation, the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. It is headed by an administrator. It gives direction to that administrator to establish a program for awarding dark sky designation to sites in Nevada, including communities, parks, reserves, and byways. So, like I said, it was approved by the Senate. It has moved on to the Assembly. If it is approved by Assembly, once it gets signed by Governor Sisolak, it would, assuming he would sign it, it will then move on to the programming part. So this would give them direction to create the program, to go ahead with it, and then they have to actually create the program and the applications and everything. So as that moves along, I'll give you more information. That's all I know about.
Okay.
That's it.
Brian?
My concern was that as the city grows towards, that we try to maintain some semblance of a nominal community where you can see the stars at night, you know, and street lights and blazing all night long. So.
Right. Well, the city's never going to get to up here. There's no way that can happen. But I know other people have asked about the dark skies thing. So when the programming comes up, we'll see if it's applicable. I don't know.
My understanding about dark skies is that a lot of that is the cities that have jumped in and said they want to be a part of it are all in the northern part of the state. What concerns me here is it's called Southern Nevada Economic Development and Conservation Act, or the Clark County Lands Bill, what a bunch of people call it. And the February 22nd edition of the map does have them putting in what's called a disposal boundary. That's an area that is owned, say, by BLM, that is for expansion if they want to expand the city. Well, they can designate different disposal boundaries, and three of them are in Red Rock Canyon, and one of them comes straight up here. Not here, but more on Lee Canyon side. It's a little hard to tell from the map, but it definitely is coming this way. There are also some other boundaries that are in there that I'm still researching to learn more about it, but if you go online and you look for that, it's shocking. And so I'm with you, Brian. I think we need to try and get dark skies here. So that would be my preference.
We'll have to see what the program looks like. I don't know what I read. You can read it. It's Assembly Bill 50, or Senate Bill 52 if you're interested. It talks about... So here's what the program says. Established by regulation, a program for awarding a designation to sites in the state where the darkness of the night sky is, it's actually kind of a pretty bill. The darkness of the night sky is relatively free of interference from artificial light. Such regulations must include, without limitation, the categories for which a site may be awarded a designation, standards for awarding a designation for each category, the procedures for applying, review and assessment, reassessment of sites that have been awarded, the suspension and revocation of designation, and appealing the denial, suspension, and revocation of designation. So they have to figure out what that is all going to be. So I talked to our person, kind of resident legislative genius on that stuff, and she said, assuming it gets through the Assembly and signed by the governor, we're looking 9 to 12 months for them to develop the program and then get it approved and everything.
I need to add that the Clark County Lands Bill is being put forth by Cortez Masto, so it is federal as opposed to state.
Correct.
But in case somebody didn't know.
Yeah. Thank you. And that is all I have.
Whoa, my hands go up. Donna? What mile marker?
They're all.
There's three.
All
there's.
Between here and 95, you're from Scotty Down.
Down.
So it looks like they're realigning roads.
Oh, you're talking about the areas. Yes. I haven't stopped me, but is it something about changing the master plan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not a realigning the roads. That has something to do with City Las Vegas.
Yeah, for a public meeting.
Right, that's what I saw, that it was like a public meeting notice.
Yeah,
it was
red and white,
a big red and white sign. Yeah. Just like if there were a zone change from the county, you'll see a big sign.
Okay, so there's a zone change.
So I don't think it's construction, What?
I know what it is.
Oh, are you there?
It's part of the City of Las Vegas 2050 master plan. They're taking properties along major arterials and designating them for future use, but it's not a zone change.
Okay.
They're changing the master plan. April 13th, it goes to Planning Commission, and I think it's May 19th, it goes to City Council. So it's a long-range process that they're amending the master plan. But no properties will be rezoned unless the property owners petition for it to conform to that master plan.
Yeah, the potential uses of the future.
Right.
And that's what gets confusing, because there's the Clark County Landfill that's federal, and then there's the city, you know, where they're trying to redo this one that you're talking about, and they're going on simultaneously. I don't know if they'll butt heads at any point or not.
Yes, the parking now walking grid across the Fletcher.
I know them. I haven't gotten it.
Just two very quick questions. Is it too early to worry about potholes, or is that what the
okay, yes.
I think you're probably still fixing them here, so I think it's early. I have to tell you, in my area, when they put they didn't fill the potholes in the past going to my house, they'll pop right back up.
Right.
So I think it's, yeah, right. Let's wait.
And one last question. As far as jurisdiction, what about increasing the fines for illegal campfires? Is that going to be possible? Who's involved?
Those are their fines, and I don't know if that's a federal guideline. I don't know. But I will have to tell you that I think people that are going to start legal campfires aren't going to care if it's a $25 fine or $25. If they're a jerk that wants to do that, I think it's okay. But maybe, you know, hopefully it's easy to do that.
Well, I think a lot of it is with the visitor center being closed, because really, when I was there, people came in all the time and said, where can we disperse camp? Can we have a campfire? There's no one to answer the questions, and they might find out someone says, oh yeah, you can do dispersed camping up there, so they think they can. And so I think that's could help if that would hurry and get open up.
Everything's gonna start opening soon.
And my question is really, because you're not in this department, but with all the horses that are coming over, we have the burrow signs down low, and we have deer signs. Would it be possible? Do we need to get just one big sign with a bunch of animals on it?
I don't know that they do that. I do know that NDOT put those signs up based on data, and I think there's been two that have been hit, two horses in the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Three.
And that's when we only had four.
Mm-hmm. We had two hit right
three.
By the mailbox at Echo a
right,
no, year and a half or so ago.
Yeah. Horses that exist, I'm saying, that have been hit.
Yeah.
Three.
So I will ask, but when we've asked for things, I only know this because in Mountain Springs, they have the Bighorn Sheep that comes.
Yeah.
And when we try to get signs there, it's based on data, and they hadn't been hit, so they wouldn't put signs.
Yeah.
And while we're asking about signs, could we get some additional 15-mile-an-hour signs in, like, Echo? Because a lot of them have gone the wayside due to plows and things, and so people don't really realize that it's only 15 miles an hour through that neighborhood.
Well, and the one side is kind of blocked.
Yeah.
They miss it when they first come in, and
exactly.
The next one is pine tree in front of it.
Well, that's a funny thing, right? Beanie?
Which returns me to my soapbox about how I believe, and from what I've studied, it would be very advantageous to post the speed limit on the road.
And I asked about that when you brought it up before, and the answer I got back was that is not something Clark County does.
That's a shame, because it works all over the country, everywhere I go. Most people don't live on Echo Road, where we live, and see people constantly.
Like 50, 60.
Many residents, unfortunately. But not just going 5 or 10 miles over the speed limit, going 40 and 50 miles over the speed limit. Yeah. Children on the side of the road wanting to and if that's not what Clark County does, perhaps there's some way to change what Clark County does to do that.
I will ask them again. Last time I even went on, I Googled that.
I remember.
Sent them a picture so I could say, this is what they're asking for.
Yes.
And it was a net, but you know what? I'll ask you.
And as you go down 157 to get on 95, they have it on the ground right there. Now, I realize that's not Clark County. That's probably Highway Department or DOT or something, but it is on the ground. You can take a picture of that one and show them because it's right there.
And thank you for allowing me to get on my soapbox.
Anytime.
I thought you were going to talk about removing the thing out of the pothole so people had to slow down.
Someone put a shiny bag in a pothole and weighted down with a
rock so they could see the pothole. He's well, heck with that, I'm taking it off. If they're speeding, I want them to hit the pot. Oh, anyway. Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you as always. Appreciate you coming up. Okay, we don't have anything this week from planning and zoning. Anything under general business? Probably that will be next, our next meeting when we have the license plate. Anything else do you think coming up?
Okay.
And now we'll open it up for comments from you guys on things that weren't on the general concerns like potholes and painted speed limits. Donna.
Instead of piecemealing these license plate grant camp, because Redwall takes reservations, Lee Canyon takes reservations, this is the only canyon that doesn't take reservations, can Beaumont Charleston get a grant to develop a website or an app so we can have reservations, because we're the only canyon that doesn't. And they're all going to come here and stay here. And I realize it's not a two-day thing, I think it needs to be suggested that would be a big use of those grant funds to get that started so we can control the number of people that are coming here. How long did it take the ambulance to get up there that day?
Off my head, we have a response about an hour and 30 minutes.
It should get here.
For the ambulance to respond to a call in this area.
Right here.
Well, I'll tell you that the grant plan wouldn't even come close to paying for it. It's going to be millions.
They could piggyback off the Red
Rock. Yeah, Red Rock has a gate where they can stop people from coming in. So how are you going to stop people? Matt and his crew and Brandon and his crew, you guys are not traffic cops. You know, I mean, you have other things to be doing.
I realize it needs to be fleshed out. But it's got to start because...
And I think Matt and George can agree, we've talked about this many times over the years. There are real boundaries to making that happen because these are public roads. The beauty of Red Rock is that's not a public road. It's challenging because we have businesses. It's been discussed, I will tell you, several years ago when they were building the visitor center, there was a guy up here, Ron Mobley, I don't know if you guys remember him. He had told me about a place that they had done successfully where they had taken, there were businesses involved and everything, and they had done it successfully in this place where it was just like our camp, and it was getting loved to death, just like our camp. And so I finally remembered, or I actually found my notes the other day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm talking about. I looked it up. They lost in a federal lawsuit and had to take that away.
Wow.
So the one thing that I was like, well, someone's done it, it got lost. So it's, I know you don't want to hear that it's complicated. It is insanely complicated.
I know.
It's the county doesn't really have a dog in the fight because it's not our road, you know. Yeah.
But it are huge.
I understand. But I don't have the time, the manpower, the ability to make it happen. The NDOT isn't going to come up and say, yeah, we'll put a road right.
I don't
know how that would happen. I don't, we don't know how to do it.
I think you can have a reservation.
filtration system that would allow them to open up cathedral and cloud cathedral and cloud trailway. And much like the canyon, Lee Canyon does, you have a spot. And then the rest of them who don't have a spot, don't have a reservation here at the lodge, have to have first come, first serve. And maybe that will slow it down.
Right. But that only would work if you have a mechanism to stop them. That you can't stop the road.
No.
The only way you guys can stop traffic in winter is because of limiting the trip. Because it's overloading.
Right.
There can't be movement. Just because there's a lot of traffic doesn't mean they can close the road.
But if people knew they had a mechanism to make a reservation for one of these places, like the picnic area or the cathedral picnic area, I think it would stop a lot of the nonsense.
I think they do reservations at the cathedral.
They do.
Yeah.
No, you can, but in winter it's closed.
Winter
and
it's closed, and Trail Canyon's closed, and that's really the only place you can recreate in this canyon, other than the side of the road which blocks everything.
I agree with you 100%. And if I can make that happen, believe me, I would love to be the one that makes that happen for you. I would love to be that hero. I could retire. I could say, no, I'm done.
I'm
out of
here.
Can
I ask?
Yeah.
So have you ever been to Sedona, Arizona? And you know they have the parking.
Yes.
You have to pay so much to park along the way. And that's a public road. I didn't know anything like that would work. Because you pay for a week, you pay for a day or whatever. But you have to have that in your view.
I think the difference in Sedona is the Calabas Canyon, where traffic gets backed up.
Right.
And let me tell you, in Sedona, one time we forgot to get one, and they're like, oh, shoot, we're already here. We didn't pay.
Yeah.
Sorry. But,
yeah.
And so then who's going to pay for Sedona?
Death Valley, the same way. We lost a ticket at one point. We found it later. And anyway, we caught it, and then didn't have it. But it's still dead.
One thing that I think may be a way to start some changes, Deb told us the other day, you know, they put out the call for contractors, not contractors.
Forest Service activities.
Yes, people to contract out activities, you know, main hikes and stuff. And one or two of the people that applied for that's not a shuttle service, that's a tour service. So, I know shuttle services were tried in the past, and we're a car-centric society in Las Vegas. People want to have their own car, they want to have all their crap in their car, and they go. So the shuttle didn't work before, but if these people that are going to try the service are successful, maybe that would be a way towards the future. Like in Zion, where you can only get a shuttle service. But also, they control those roads because we're actually working on Calico Basin right now. They're using Calico Basin about doing the station there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been looking at other options. And I said, well, we're out Zion. I know that's a highway that goes through Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, once you cross into the park, it becomes not. So I'm constantly looking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many moving parts and realities that will probably take legislative changes. So hopefully this shuttle thing will go through. They haven't taken those operators yet. But if that would be successful, that's really what I think we can build on.
I did propose the idea of a shuttle service several meetings ago. Curtis Alexander was sitting on the board at that time, I believe. And he surprised me when he said that shuttle services actually increase traffic. They don't do what you think they are supposed to do. And that was Curtis's response to me. I don't know exactly why.
Well, I think shuttles will only have a huge impact if that's the only way you can go. Like it's on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's definitely one thing that's been talked about. So there's lots of ideas out there. We just have to find one that's going to work that we can really work for. The other complication to it is not just the highway, but it's also the fact that they're public lands. So Forest Service, I'm pretty sure last we talked,
Forest Service on Chilean issue, but in our last discussion, they can't shut off access to public land arbitrarily. And so it would have to be a mechanism of some other entity to do that. So it's
I have a question. Mm-hmm. We're in the Spring Mountains National Recreation Area, but there is a piece of it that is a wilderness area. Could we get the wilderness area expanded or change the designation so that that would be a traffic control? For example, if it was a national park, you can charge a fee. If it's a state park, you can charge a fee. And so could we change the designation perhaps to help with traffic?
I don't know. I think that's a federal thing,
yeah,
and that'll have to be a question.
That's literally an act of Congress. It's a whole another department.
Exactly.
Donna?
I know for a fact that forests have been closed off with portions of things. And I don't know if you're Boise, they've closed off the canyon because of water use. And that's what's going to happen here. The trash is awful.
Trash is really bad. Graffiti's not really bad, too.
The graffiti's horrible. And I know they're not around. And I know Forest Service can't be everything. They're going to be everywhere. But I really am concerned with the reservations at Red Rock and the canyon. We're the only show in town where people can.
Well, and I always thought when we had the, I guess it came from Go Mount Charleston that had handed the flyers that ended up in the street, but at least they had, even if it's just information of where the snow play areas are, because that really helped push everyone over to Lee when they were being told Cow Canyon is not a snow play area. And it's not. That's why people get hurt all the time. I see them push them off Echo Trail and hitting trees. And, but, you know, I think if we could do more when we had those volunteers that where they stopped and talked to them about where the snow play areas were, and then in accordance and in combination with the reservations that they do, I don't know, do they do them for the meadow?
Yes.
For Lee, what about Foxtail? You know, or the meadow, or just something that to go to the meadow, you would have to have that parking pass just to be
right. And I understand, but so there could be enforcement and a mechanism mm-hmm. to stop the traffic, to stop people.
Well, we'll always have to stop the traffic. It's only getting worse. But the more people come up and they don't have a parking pass, or you know, they see, oh, we need to have a parking. You know, you have a sign, parking permit required ahead or something, but where if they can get it online, everybody goes online. When you can print it out and put it on your car, it just seems like.
I know Angeles Forest have similar, in LA, there was an overuse, and you had to have a little pass. And I don't know if it's still in play in California forever, but you have to have a dash pass on your car if you were parked anywhere in Angeles Forest. Now that would mean enforcement and people to sell on it online.
I don't know. And enforcement is challenged. And I tell you, the fact that there's businesses and private residences up here add to the complication.
Of course.
It definitely adds to the complication. I don't know. I will tell you, our commissioner, Mr. Miller, who is out of town, too, that's going to have to come up. But he was Secretary of State, in case you know, Secretary of State for 8 years. So he may have some different points of view that we don't know about. He also is very involved with the Tahoe Regional Planning Authority, which deals with some of these type of issues. So he may have some thoughts on it that we haven't discussed it yet, but I don't know, he may know some things or have some knowledge that helps.
Okay, is there...
I'm not guaranteeing that, I'm just saying, he might, I don't know.
Any other comments? Any other business? Our next meeting is April 29th. Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.
And I forgot to tell you, I talked...